From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is strongly condemning the Russian and Syrian regime's airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry said earlier the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let UN relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists, their term for the rebels who want to topple the Syrian government. Sudan's justice minister is refuting claims by displaced persons in Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure at the hands of the government of Sudan. Amnesty International reported earlier Thursday that since January, people in the Jebel Mara have reported blisters and rashes and other symptoms the rights group says is due to chemical weapons used by the Sudanese authorities. Amnesty International has asked the UN Security Council and state parties to the Convention on Chemical Weapons to conduct follow-up investigations in Darfur. President Barack Obama said Shimon Peres' determination to coexist with Palestinians in the hands of Israel's next generation, and its first and its friends, that is, during a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader. Mr. Obama called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century. He likened him to other figures like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth, and praised his tireless work.
Of course, we gather here in the knowledge that Shimon never saw his dream of peace fulfilled. The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming and he did not stop working.
At the beginning of his eulogy, Mr. Obama pointed out Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who was sitting in the front row, held his presence at the funeral as a gesture and a reminder of the unfinished business of peace. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte linked himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler Friday, saying he would be happy to kill 3 million drug users and criminals as a way to finish the problem.
Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there is 3 million, there's a 3 million drug addicts, there are. I'd be happy to slaughter him. At least, if Germany had Hitler, the Philippines would have, but, you know, my victims, I would like to be all criminals to finish the problem of my country and save the next generation from perdition.
Duterte, who asked the Senate for an extension on his war on drugs, previously said human rights investigations would not stop him from continuing to crack down on addicts. Duterte took office in June after winning a presidential election last May. His vow to end corruption and drugs in the country of 100 million. A U.S. police officer in the state of Oklahoma has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter in the shooting death of an unarmed black man. Prosecutors allege the officer acted unreasonably when she shot Terrence Crutcher after she encountered his vehicle abandoned on the street. Officer Teresa Shelby, who is white, told investigators she feared for her life. Shelby has reportedly received death threats since the shooting 2 weeks ago. The Rosetta spacecraft 12-year mission came to an end Friday when it crashed on the surface of a comet as planned. Before it crashed, Rosetta collected and transmitted a final collection of data and photos, including some close-up images of the comet's surface. Data collected from the probe has shed light on the composition of comets and eventually could reveal clues about the formation of the solar system. For details and much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.